Now let's come to lesson 10 of unit 3. 现在进行第三单元第十课。Lesson 10. First, please look and listen. Look at the picture. Hi, Anne. What class are you in?
I'm in class 3, grade 1. Are you in class 3, too?
Yes, I am.
What class are you in?
Here, class means 班级。
What class are you in? 你在哪一班？
I'm in class 1, grade 1.
我在一年级一班三班。
Are you in class 3, too?
你也在三班吗？
Yes, I am.
请注意，一年级三班，英语里面表达这样的概念的顺序的时候呢，总是把小的单位在前，大的单位在后。
Class 3, grade 1. I'm in class 3, grade 1. Are you in class 3, too?
是一个疑问句。你也在三班吗？
Yes, I am.
从刚才这个结构我们大家注意，联系我们前面所学的第一单元怎么说的？对， Unit 1. 第一课呢？是 Lesson 1, 第一排 Row 1, 一班 Class 1, 一年级 Grade 1。好，那么这种表述的习惯大家注意掌握。下面我们看几个实例。
Please say these numbers.
Class 3, 三班。
Grade 1, 一年级。
Lesson 10, 第十课。
Number 34,
第34号。好，如果要说在一班，在一年级，前面要用 in, I-N, in, 表示在。我们前面只学过在第一排说 in row 1, 在六排 in row 6。同样，在三班我们要说 in class 3, 在一年级用 in class, in grade 1. 那么针对这个年级班提问的时候，你在哪个班，你在哪个年级，你在哪一排，通常用 what 加上相应的名词构成一个疑问词。For example, what class are you in? 你在哪个班？
What grade are you in?
你在哪个年级？
What row are you in?
你在哪一排？注意，这上面三个疑问句后面这个 in 不能丢，否则话就变成什么呢？变成你是哪个班，你是哪个年级了？应该是你是在哪个班，在哪个年级？请大家比较最后一个 What number are you? 你是第几号？
What number are you?
啊，这个后面呢没有 in。Okay,
please answer my questions. What row are you in? What class are you in? What grade are you in? What school are you in?
你在哪个学校上学？
What school are you in?
Now, let's have a dialogue. Look and listen.
What class are you in?
I'm in class 3.
What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 1.
What row are you in?
I'm in row 2.
What number are you?
I'm number 14.
I'm in class 3. And I'm in grade 1.
在英语里面呢也可以把这两句把它写为一句。
I'm in class 3, I'm in grade 1.
我们可以写作 I'm in class 3, grade 1.
I'm in class 3, grade 1.
我在一年级三班。The next,
I'm number 24. I'm in row 2.
我们也可以把这两句写为一句。那么也可以说
I'm number 24 in row 2. I'm number 24 in row 2. Then, please tell me, what class and what grade are you in? Are you in class 2, grade 1? Okay, so much for these kind of questions. 我们要学会问你在哪个班、哪个年级。Now, let's see a rhyme. 下面我们看一个小的诗。3, 2, 1, 0. Let's go, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Please go and close the door. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hurry up, don't be late. 9, 10, 9, 10. Get a ruler and a pen.
我们可以看到它的后面的都很押韵啊。
Go, 4, door, 8, late.Ten pen，
所以经常读一些这样的小的顺口溜啊，对于我们提高我们的语音语调是有很有好处的。
Now let's read again. 3, 2, 1, 0. Let's go, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Please go and close the door. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hurry up, don't be late. 9, 10, 9, 10. Get a ruler and a pen.
Well, so much for lesson 10. 第十课我们就辅导到这里。